Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, October 20th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Justice Department filed a long-awaited antitrust lawsuit today against Google, alleging that the search engine giant used anti-competitive conduct to preserve monopolies in search and search advertising. The government also alleges that Google used billions of dollars collected from advertisements on its platform to pay mobile phone manufacturers, carriers, and browsers to maintain Google as their preset default search engine. Google called the suit, quote, deeply flawed, and said people use Google because they choose to, not because they're forced to or because they can't find alternatives. Goldman Sachs will pay the U.S. government about $2.8 billion and is expected to plead guilty for its role in the bribery scandal involving a corrupt Malaysian government investment fund known as 1MDB. That fine is on top of the nearly $4 billion settlement the bank reached with the Malaysian government last summer. Goldman raised billions of dollars for the fund, much of which was allegedly stolen by people who work for the fund, as well as Malaysian government officials and two senior Goldman bankers. And we report exclusively that the U.S. and Russia are on the verge of an arms control deal that would freeze the number of nuclear warheads on each side. Progress on the deal follows pressure the U.S. has placed on Russia to reach an agreement before the November 3rd election. The deal would extend for a year the so-called START agreement, which cuts long-range arms and is due to expire in February. We have more details on these stories and other news of the day at WSJ.com and the WSJ app.